What are the first things that come to mind when you hear the word Christmas? Hopefully, the first thing was the birth of Jesus. After that, maybe worship and carols, shepherds and angels, acts of kindness and generosity. After all the PC answers, that's pastorally correct. After all the PC answers, your thoughts probably went to things like shopping and gifts, Christmas cookies and cleaning house, family and friends, company and food, Christmas lights and decorating, Santa and snow. If they did, don't feel bad. I think of those things too. But what I'm wondering is how many of you think of politics and social reform when you hear the word Christmas? If you're like the folks who come to Bible study on Wednesdays, I'm guessing not many. And you wouldn't be alone. Outside of Charles Dickens, George Bailey, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, I'm guessing there aren't too many folks who connect the dots of politics, social reform, and Christmas. Yes, you heard me. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Humble, faithful Mary is an activist. Mary rejoices over God's blessing upon her life and how God is fulfilling God's promise of salvation. As her soul magnifies the Lord, we see clearly Mary isn't simply singing of spiritual gifts. She is singing of social and political reform. Her song is revolutionary. Many of you chafe when you hear the word politics mentioned in the pulpit. I get it. The word politics can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, and most of them aren't good. My use of the word is actually the bottom rung of Merriam-Webster's definition, number 5 in a list of 5 possible definitions. Politics is the total complex of relationships between people living in society. How do we get along? How do we share power? How do we protect the weak? How do we care for the sick? How do we handle our business? How do we do justice? How do we live together in peace? All of these are political and theological questions. They become questions of social reform when the political system is out of whack. When things are really bad, when the social reforms needed to set things right are extreme, we might choose the word revolutionary. That's Mary. Things are really bad in her world. And she sings with assurance that God will set things right with the birth of her son. Mary sings of God scattering the proud, bringing down the powerful from their thrones, lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry with good things, and sending the rich away empty. In a world where the rich are getting richer and the powerful even more so, whether we see Mary as a humble servant of God or a social reformer, I think we might want to listen a little more closely to her song. the Magnificat, Mary's song, is a song of hope, at least for the lowly. Like the song of Miriam, sung on the shores of the Red Sea, when Pharaoh's army was swallowed up and the people of Israel were saved. Or the song of Hannah, sung when she dedicated to the Lord her son Samuel, the first great prophet of God. Or the song of Zechariah, sung at the birth of his son, John the Baptist. Mary's song is sung in response to God's great work of salvation. God has claimed and blessed Mary's life. She shall be the mother of God's Son. Her child will be the Savior of God's people. When this good news proclaimed by the angel Gabriel sinks in, when her blessing is confirmed by a visit to her cousin Elizabeth, Mary breaks forth in song. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for God has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. A young, lowly Palestinian girl, Mary is given a part in God's great work of salvation. For this she gives praise and thanks to God. For this she sings a song of hope. Like Mary, those who are lowly shall be exalted. Those who are hungry shall be fed. Those who are hurt shall be healed. Those who mourn will be comforted. This is what it means to be saved. With God's blessing, Mary sings of God's mercy and grace. Mary sings of God's claim upon her life. Generations will see her blessing because God has looked favorably not upon her greatness, not upon her wealth, not upon her power, but upon her humble and lowly faith. Her life, her song, shall be the hope of many who are like her. The God whom Mary praises, our God, is mighty, yet merciful. A God who invites people to share in God's great work of salvation by sharing in their lives. A God whose claim upon ordinary, faithful people brings salvation to the world and hope to all people. Mary sings of God's claim upon her life and praises God for God's blessing, yet Mary sees clearly God's saving work is not about her. God's concern is for the poor and powerless, and God shall not be moved. In every generation, God's mercy is for the humble and lowly, who turn to God in humility and hope. Mary sings of her hope for the world. God has shown strength. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones. God has lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has done all of this with the birth of her son, Jesus. Friends, how should we hear Mary's song? As one who takes it upon himself to preach God's word, I come perilously close to standing among the proud. Who but an arrogant person could stand before you and say, "This is the word of God"? While I don't sit upon a throne, As a white, educated male, I have more power than many in my realm. To satisfy my hunger, I sometimes rely more on Toms or Myers than on God. By the world's standard, I am rich. How should I hear Mary's song? Like an unrepentant Scrooge, should I fear what the future holds? Like a desperate George Bailey, should I despise the life I have lived? Is Mary's song a warning of the judgment I shall face, of the punishment to come because I am not poor and lowly? Perhaps we cannot ignore her words. The Bible is clear. God has a heart for the poor and lowly. Yet to hear Mary's song as judgment makes little sense and leaves neither us nor the poor with much hope. Is there a better way? Personally, as I prepare to approach the manger this night and look upon Mary's precious baby, I will strive to carry her song in my heart. For only then will I truly understand what this night is about. How do we get along? How do we share power? How do we protect the weak? How do we care for the sick? How do we handle our business? How do we do justice? How do we live together in peace? Beloved, Christ was born to answer all these questions. If only we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Our God is a God of justice and mercy, who fights on behalf of the poor, satisfies those who hunger, welcomes the refugee, blesses the lowly, and invites us to do the same. Thanks be to God.